This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue to spotlight the jazz artistry of guitarist Grant Green. And on this particular track is from his Blue Note album, The Latin Bit, with, of course, Grant Green on guitar, Johnny Acia on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, Willie Bobo on drums, and I always love this name. He did all the Latin things. Carlos Potato Valdez on conga. And this is it reaches way back into the Latin songbook with Besame Mucho. Thank you. the old Latin American songbook, Besame Mucho, that goes way back. And that was revived by guitarist Grant Green, our highlight artist of the week. And Grant on guitar, Johnny Arcia on piano, very nice piano work, Wendell Marshall on bass, Willie Bobo on drums, and one of my favorite names for a congo player, I love it, Carlos Potato Valdez. Sounds like a sounds like a congo player, doesn't it? Okay, we're going to do a little ballad artistry by one of my favorite tenor men, and this is a thing, But Beautiful, and it's done by Flip Phillips on tenor sax, who held down the jazz solo chair in the Woody Herman Band for several years and toured probably for about 10 years with Norman Granz's Jazz at the Philharmonic all over the world, and then finally settled in Florida. Great tenor man, and this is But Beautiful. A Burke and Van Heusen classic, But Beautiful, nicely done there on tenor sax by Flip Phillips. Gonna turn now to our spotlight artist of the week, Grant Green, and this is Grant from his Blue Note album Sunday Morning, with Kenny Drew on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, Ben Dixon on drums. This is a little thing written by, this is the title track, as a matter of fact, of the album, written by Grant Green, Come Sunrise. Sprightly little swinger called Come Sunrise, written by the Arts Highlight Artist of the Week, guitarist Grant Green, from his album Sunday Morning. And also had Kenny Drew there on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, and a drum solo traded fours with the guitarist Ben Dixon. Now we're going to turn to something by Chet Baker, and he dips into the Rodgers and Hart songbook doing Have You Met Miss Jones, and this was cut on the Prestige label back in about 1965 from an album called Smokin' with the Chet Baker Quintet. Chet Baker had been over in Europe for several years and had a lot of financial and physical problems, and he came back to the United States, and everybody wondered if he still had his chops, or he could still play decent trumpet. And he cut three albums on the Prestige label. He showed he hadn't lost a thing. He does go on flugelhorn on this particular track rather than trumpet. George Coleman on tenor sax, Kurt Licey on piano. Have You Met Miss Jones?
Thank you.
from the Rodgers and Hart songbook, Have You Met Miss Jones? Chet Baker was there on flugelhorn, George Coleman on tenor sax, Kurt Licey on piano, from Chet Baker's prestige album, Smokin' with the Chet Baker Quintet. Okay, now, early in Grant Green's career, he was promoted quite a bit by alto sax man Lou Donaldson. He talked the producers at Blue Note Records to cut albums on his own name, but before he did, he brought in Grant Green on guitar as a sideman. So we're going to listen to him on an album cut by Lou Donaldson on the Blue Note label called The Natural Soul. And this is a little thing with Tommy Turrentine on trumpet. Of course, Lou Donaldson on the alto sax, Grant Green on guitar. And we heard these two gentlemen before on some of the albums by Grant Green, John Patton on organ, Ben Dixon on drums. John Patton and Ben Dixon were done sidemen on many Grant Green albums. And this is a little thing written by Johnny Escia, a piano player, called Nice and Greasy.
We'll be right back.
And Greasy. It was from Lou Donaldson's album, The Natural Soul, on the Blue Note label. Of course, Lou Donaldson there was on alto sax. We played that track because we wanted to show, highlight the artistry of Grant Green on guitar as a sideman in the early stages of his career. He was promoted a lot by alto sax man Lou Donaldson, gave him his chance to break in on Blue Note Records. Now we're going to do it by our multi-instrumentalist. Very talented guy, Yusuf Lateef, and this is a thing called the Saltwater Blues, and I can't recall the notes for this CD. It says Yusuf plays tenor sax, flute, and oboe on this particular track. We're going to have to find out. There's Hugh Lawson was backing him up on piano and celeste, it says. Herman Wright on bass, Lex Humphrey on drums. Let's listen to Saltwater Blues.
Thank you.
That was Saltwater Blues, done by Yusuf Lateef, and that was Yusuf all the way through on oboe on that track. Very interesting sound, with Hugh Lawson there on piano. Okay, back to our highlight artist of the week, Grant Green. This is from his album on the Blue Note label, Born to be Blue, along with Ike Quebec on tenor sax, Sonny Clark on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. It's a beautiful ballad. My one and only love.
Thank you.
Beautiful ballad by Highlight Artist of the Week, Grant Green on guitar. My One and Only Love with some fine tenor sax work there by I Quebec. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM for part of the last 2 hours. We've enjoyed bringing the sounds to you. We hope you like the sounds of the modern mainstream jazz we play here. And you'll come back and visit with us next Sunday night from 8 to 10 here on the Lakeshore. We're going to close it out with our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Grant Green, doing a little swinger written by Charlie Parker. Here again we have I Quebec on tenor sax doing Cool Blues.